matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're listening to Morning Focus on Clare FM. Now, later on today, President Higgins will officially open the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. A number of Clare competitors taking part. As always, we'll be meeting some of them on the programme this week, beginning with St Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point. Anthony Guilfoyle is a science teacher there, and he's close to the RDS, having been there this morning. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning, Evan. How are you keeping?
I'm good, and thank you very much for joining us, and thanks very much for your time as well. On what I'm sure is a busy and exciting morning, a good buzz around the RDS earlier?
It's starting to build now. There's lots of projects starting to come. You can see people walking up the road with their posters and books and different pieces of equipment and things like that. The Dublin schools would have set up yesterday, so it's the schools from the rest of the country are setting up this morning, and judging will then begin in the afternoon.
Very good. And as there's already been, I think it's fair to say, an element of judging already, in that the competition is greatly oversubscribed, and to even get to the RDS is an achievement in and of itself.
It's a huge achievement. There's over 2,500 entries for about 500 places, so it's fairly stiff competition. Students really have to show that they're put in the work and that their project is of scientific value to get to the RDS, and then, you know, it's a great place then to showcase what can be done, what can be achieved by these kids.
Absolutely. Why would you be such a big supporter of it, and why in general do you think it's been such a success? Because every year I'm always blown away by the talent of the Clare kids that we speak to on this programme, who have done huge amounts of work and often looked at something that we all see around us every day, but they've looked at it in a different way and taught us all something about it. Why do you think it works?
I think it works so well because it gives a great outlet for people who have an interest in science, or, you know, any of the technology, kind of the math side of things. It's kids have so many different outlets into music and sport and things like that. It's another outlet for people who like the sciences, who like to dig that bit deeper and have that kind of, you know, that quirky mind who likes to investigate, and it showcases their talents, what they can do, and it's a brilliant way for them to show what their talents are and able to achieve.
And every year we talk about how there aren't enough graduates from our colleges into science and subjects. Does this help with encouraging people and students to take a look at sciences as a career?
Definitely, and I think there's so many people that will come through the doors over the next few days that it gets the message out to the general public and the younger kids. There's a primary school section this year, so it even helps promote that to the next generation of scientists coming along, and hopefully then that they'll continue that into their further careers.
They put the rest of us to shame.
They do. There's some brilliant kids out there. It's amazing what they can achieve.
We'll meet one of them now. I know Laura is with you there, but we'll thank you for your time, Anthony, and wish you the very best to look at the RDS over the coming days as you hand over the phone there. That's Anthony Guilfoyle. He's a science teacher at St Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point. Laura Shannon is a student there. Good morning, Laura.
Morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Tell us about your project.
My project's about different foods that affect the vocal performance. The food I tested was Villusk, and I researched about different foods like dairy and honey.
And Villusk is seaweed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a type of red algae.
Okay, so what were you trying to look at? What were you trying to figure out?
I was trying to figure out whether seaweed had a negative or a positive impact on your vocal performance after you ingest it, as I wanted to broaden my knowledge of it.
Okay, and what did you find?
I found out that when I tested the males, they had a more increased average in the amplitude rather than the females.
Okay. So we were talking, the guys were talking a little bit louder.
Yeah.
Okay. And were they clearer? Should I be taking this before every program in the morning?
It would help a lot, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And do you know why that is, or what about it is leading to that change?
I think it's to do with the depth in their voices and the B12 that's present inside the seaweed.
Okay.
Because B12, a lot of vocalists would take B12 before a vocal performance to calm their nerves.
Okay.
And you take 50% more.
And this is obviously a natural source of that. Have you enjoyed the process? I mean, a lot of work goes into getting you to where you are today at the RDS, obviously.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I'm very nice. I'm just very happy that I got to get here.
And you sit up this morning. Are you looking forward to the judges talking to you over the coming days?
It'll be an interesting few days.
Are you a little nervous?
Yeah.
Look, you've done really well to get there, and you know it's fabulous that you've done that. And I hope you can enjoy it, and I hope you can take a lot out of the next few days.
Yeah.
Is it putting a seed in the back of your mind that maybe science is something you'd like to look at as an option for college and beyond?
Yeah, I always had an interest in science. I guess in college, I wouldn't mind doing something in science.
Mm. It's there as an option anyway, and
yeah.
you'll learn bits over the next couple of days, obviously. And do you want to win? Do you want to get one of the prizes that are handed out, or is it about taking part for yourself?
I think it's just taking part for myself, but it would be a bonus if I got a prize, to
absolutely.
Be fair.
Well, look, you've done really well to get there. As Anthony was telling us, you know, the majority of students that put their names and their projects forward don't even get to as far as where you are. So well done on that, and I really hope you enjoy the next couple of days, Laura.
Thanks, Kevin.
And thanks very much to Anthony and to yourself as well. And the best of luck. All the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Laura Shannon there. She's a student at St. Joseph's Secondary School in Spanish Point, telling me I should be eating seaweed or velisk as an algae before I come on in the morning. Not sure I will, but good to get the advice. And a big thanks to her teacher, Anthony Guilfoyle, as well. We'll meet more students at the exhibition from Clare a little bit later on. And when we're back, we're going to be asking, who are Clare's rudest drivers?
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
1800 964. Keep your comments coming to us. It'll be good to see O'Connell Street closed to traffic. Kind of the same thing we done about O'Connell Square. Cars coming too fast down the hill with no proper crossing there, says a texter this morning. And I still need to get back to some of the comments, and we will do it in more detail a little bit later on, but still need to get back to some of your comments following on from our discussions with Deputy Dooley and Senator Conway earlier on. Derek Clune is in Shannon. He's a regular texter. Good morning to you, Derek. Both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have overseen the disgraceful situation of homelessness and health in this country. Martin Conway making excuses and blaming someone else, and Timmy Dooley and Fianna Fáil still supporting this government. The government had choices in the budget but chose tax cuts and social welfare increases and not using resources to solve these issues now, and Fianna Fáil have supported it. The people of Ireland need to decide what kind of society they want, and if they want to change, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael need to be put into opposition as soon as is possible. Those are the views, as I say, of Derek in Shannon, and a big thanks to him for his message text this morning, and to everybody else as well. We'll come back to more of your comments in a short little while. 086 1800 964 the number to send us a text, and you can call us too on 1850 400 964. Derek, one of those disagreeing with Martin Conway, who was of the view that in general people don't want an election. Anywho, we will move on and we will revert back to Dublin and to the RDS, where the BT Young Scientist Exhibition is getting underway in earnest today. As I've already mentioned, it'll be launched later by President Michael D. Higgins. John Sims is on the line. He's a teacher at Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listinvarna. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for joining us this morning. You've been going to this exhibition for a number of years now. We won't go aging you or anything like that.
I can actually tell you, 29 years. This is my 29th year in a row.
It must have changed an awful lot in that time.
Well, it did, because I was here under the... I started under the Aer Lingus flag. Then I was with Dennis O'Brien and ESAS, and now it's BT. So it has changed, and of course the technology, when we first did it, my wife used to type projects on a typewriter, you know, So now we have computers and we have software programs and things like that, you know, that we didn't have back then.
And talk to me then a little bit about, as you see it, the students. And we'll be meeting a couple of your students from Liston, from the Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listonvarna shortly. But I would hope that while the technology is improving and while there's a lot more going on, that the students at least are as engaged, if not even more engaged, making use of that technology to get a better grasp of things.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't need, like we would have, we wouldn't be into big high-level technology and that. We're a small school, we're not close to a university and that. And it just, we've had successes over the years. And some of those were very low technology ones, you know, that where we used whatever resources we had. And of course, we have the CSO and we have the Burren, and that's the unique. Like this year we have projects on both of those areas, you know.
Okay, and why is there such a strong tradition of it in your school in Listonvarna?
Well,
is it down to you?
We built a reputation, you know, and again, the kids are willing to put in the time. I tell them, look, you can forget about your free time for the next couple of months, and they say, "Grant, we're no problem." You know, and that's it. And every year I have more and more people looking to do projects. Like even this year, I had to put some off onto next year because I just couldn't take any more.
Wow. And it's just the track record of success. I mean, you see it in sport all the time. You know, a team does well, you hope the next generation will come through and keep that going. It's a similar, I guess, mantra there in Mary Immaculate Secondary School then, whereby because students there know that they can do well because others have done that, they try and do the same.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a genius. A good worker, you know, can attain a terrible lot instead of the person that has, say, a very, very high IQ. A lot of the people who do well at the Young Scientists are the middle-of-the-road students, go on and do well in life after school. And like this year, even I have, for the first time ever, I have the second generation student. One of the lads you'll be talking to in a minute, his mother did a project back in 1990.
Wow.
And now her son is doing a project. And I would say that's a unique, I don't think there's a school now that could both have the same teacher doing it.
Great stuff. You know? That's absolutely, we'll speak with that young chap, Caelan, in a couple of minutes time.
In a couple of minutes.
I look forward to that. Do you think that the overall hope from an initiative such as this is that it's fostering science, that it's making young people consider science as a career, and opening up the world of possibilities to them? I hope it's succeeding in that.
Well, I think you have to, you know, sometimes people think that science is only for geniuses. And there was that myth was out there that, you know, that somebody who could get, you know, 600 pints, oh, they go into science. But most people in science never got 600 pints. And yet they have been very successful in different fields in science, you know. And the other thing is science is a very big area. I mean, if you look at the present food science and all that area, you know, and people sometimes forget about that as well.
Okay. You're looking forward to the next few days then, I hope, finally, John?
Well, yes, we just arrived here in the last half hour, and we have 10 stands now to assemble, which will take us a couple of hours. And then I'm looking forward to a well-aired cup of coffee.
We won't delay you any longer, but we will speak with some of your students. For now, though, John, the best of luck to them all, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. We'll
speak to Cindy, maybe. Thank you very much. That's John Sims there. He's a science teacher at Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listonvarna. Have I Cindy on the line?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to Cindy.
Cindy,
so. Yeah, thanks very much, John. Cheers. All the very best. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Good.
Thanks very much for joining us. Cindy O'Leary on the line here, student at Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listonvarna. Cindy, tell us about your project.
Well, mine's about microplastics in Irish mussel.
Okay.
So,
go on, sorry.
Sorry.
My fault. That's on me. I'll stay quiet and let you tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so what we did was we were collecting different samples of mussels from some of the shores, and we got a few farmed mussels as well, but we're testing those just for microplastics.
And these are just tiny little bits of plastic that have come off bottles and stuff that we've all discarded. Is that it?
Yeah, that's what they are.
And you're looking to see if they're in mussels that people are eating, I presume?
Well, yeah, we're checking the ones that they're eating, but we're also checking the wild ones. Because they could, first of all, the microplastics could block up the intestines and kill the animal.
Mm.
But also, if they're eaten by bigger fish, those could also be consumed by us.
Of course, because they're entering into the food chain.
I
always like to ask students what their findings were. I don't know if I want to know your findings, but what have you found?
We actually have found quite a lot of microplastics. Like in the wild ones, we have at least one sighting of it in every sample.
Wow.
It's mostly fibers, like from fishing nets and rope and stuff like that. But there are some kind of small shards of like bottle-type plastic.
And they could very easily, as you say, have ultimately ended up in the human in the food chain. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
Wow. Correct. Were you surprised, or was that what you were expecting?
Well, I wasn't expecting to find as much as I did.
Mm. And the wild mussels that you were looking at, I presume they would have been caught fairly close to the shore. I mean, they're not going out thousands of miles into the ocean to get these plastics, are they?
Yeah.
So what's the point that you're making with your project then, Cindy?
We have to start with the cleaning up and start kind of throwing stuff away into the ocean. Because, like, a lot of that is ending up back into our food chain, into our system, and might be causing problems for us in the near future.
And do we know how big or small those problems might be? I mean, how serious of an issue are we talking?
Like, I don't know. It really depends on how much you'd find. But sometimes there's like birds and stuff who'd be eating it and they'd die from the plastics in their stomach, blocking up the intestines and stuff like that.
Okay. It's all very worrying. It's troubling.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the exhibition? I know you're only just there a short little while, but are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, and what are you looking forward to most of all?
I don't know. It's just the experience overall is fun.
Okay. And have you enjoyed it? How much work goes into the project? I mean, do you even know how many hours you've put into it over the last few months?
No, I don't. But I have been going back to up and down to school quite a lot.
Okay.
So, a lot of after school hours and stuff like that.
Is it worth the extra work?
It is. It really is.
I'm glad to hear it. I wish you all the very best with it. I'll speak with Kaylin there as well. And I wish you all the best of luck, Cindy. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay. Thank you.
All the very best. That's Cindy O'Leary there. She's a student at Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Liston-Varna. Caelan O'Neill, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us. You were the chap that John mentioned a couple of minutes ago. He brought your mum to this exhibition way back, nearly 30 years ago, and now here you are. That must be late to some crack around the dinner table at home.
She did a project on forestry as well, which is what mine is about, so she has been able to help me a bit with the project, so definitely she has done a lot for it.
And what have you been looking at, Caelan?
Well, basically what I've been looking at is the stumps of forestry that has been harvested. So I'm basically trying to find out why are some taller or shorter than others, and that could lead to a lot more wood being harvested from the forest.
Okay, you're a bit distant, I think, there, maybe, if you can bring the phone a bit closer to you, we might hear you a little bit clearer. But you're looking at the stumps of trees, presumably in the North Clare area. What have you found?
I found that there is a correlation between the width of the tree and the height that they are cut at. So generally speaking, the wider trees are cut taller. Which means that if they could find a way, or if they could cut them closer to the ground, it could lead to, like, through the whole forest, it could lead to a lot more wood being harvested from that same forest. Okay.
So there's literally timber that's been left there?
It on each individual tree, it doesn't look like much, but it would only take maybe four or five stumps that have been left, that have not been harvested efficiently, and you get a whole new log coming out of the forest.
Okay, it's quite a lot. So there's, and How did you find this? I mean, you've probably spent many hours traipsing around forests to find these stumps to measure them and assess them. Is that fair to assume?
Yes. So my grandfather recently had forestry cut, so I had spent many hours out measuring the stumps, looking at various aspects of the stump.
Did you enjoy the process? Did you take a lot out of it?
Yeah, it was very good. I really did enjoy it, and but nice to see the work pay off down here in Dublin.
Absolutely, yeah. As we were talking with one of the students in Spanish Point a little earlier on, and the point was made by her teacher that, you know, even to get as far as you have done, you've beaten off a lot of competition, which is good to know. So I hope you enjoy the next few days.
Yeah, I will, and hopefully we might have something to show for it at the end of the day.
Do you really want to win the prize? Is it about the taking part, or is there a good competitive edge there too, Caelan?
There's a competitive edge, but I enjoyed it.
Good.
So it doesn't matter if I don't win anything.
Good stuff. Look, I'm glad to hear that. I hope that there is success. We wish you all the best, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks very much. That's Caelan O'Neill, and a big thanks to him, to Cindy O'Leary, and to John Sims, all there from Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Lister Invernah, amongst those taking part in the BT Young Scientist Exhibition. You'll hear more about that in our news a little bit later on. Morning Focus here with you until 12 noon. A reminder that Vet John Underhill will be with us later on. If you've got questions for him, do send them. 086 1800 964.
Morning Focus, in association with Shannon Airport. Fly Shannon and pack more into your holiday. Barcelona, Rios and Toronto coming soon. Explore more on shannonairport.ie.